If you haven't checked out the RVA Golf Pass, I recommend doing it. Go jump on foxsportsrichmond.com, keyword golf. It's a round of golf for six area golf courses and a cart, $149. Retail value is over $400. So $149, six rounds of golf, and cart, six different courses. There are limited passes available. Jump on today. FoxSportsRichmond.com, keyword golf. Our next guest loves golf. He's John Lazor, the voice of the Hokies, and now the basketball season is done. How many rounds of golf have you had in? Since the final buzzer against Wisconsin, how many rounds of golf have you played?
Two. Back-to-back days over the weekend. It would be more, but we're a little bit contingent on the weather at this point, and it's been a little up and down over the last week.
This is true. If you could take one epic golf vacation, what would it be?
That's interesting. That's a conversation that I was just having with my dad. I think a lot of people would say getting over to Europe and getting over to some of the original courses and maybe starting with St. Andrews, but that's never really been my style. I think the answer to that for me is Monterey Bay and play Poppy Hill, Spyglass, and, of course, Pebble Beach and all the courses out there. So I think that's where I'm going, but it's nowhere on the horizon in the near future.
All right, well, maybe after spring football, you and your pop should go do that. Life is short. John Lazor, brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff and there for you in any case. Let's talk a little practice.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice.
Spring football underway in Blacksburg, all across the country in college football. And true to form yesterday, I saw a lot of the tech media, and I'm one of them. But a lot of people want to talk about the quarterback, and Justin Fuente said his bigger concern is the supporting cast. So in true fashion, we the media want to talk about the quarterback, and the head coach wants to talk about something else.
Yeah, and that's not a smokescreen from Justin Fuente, Wes. That's where his concerns lie. I was talking to him yesterday during practice for about 20 minutes, and that was the same thing that he expressed to me, and I think you can see that in watching practice right now. The quarterback group obviously is an active competition right now. I think when you look at it, Josh Jackson is clearly at the top at the moment and seems to have that persona about him. But with the receivers, it's a little bit more of a mixed bag, and you've got a ton of guys behind Cam Phillips that really haven't had any college snaps. So there's a lot more confusion than I think you saw last year in terms of where guys are lining up, what their responsibilities are, and this is a very complex offense. I think one that Brad Cornelison and Coach Fuente want to open up even more this year. So they've got a long ways to go, I think, at that position. They've got the talent in-house to get there, but that's why spring practice is going to be even more important maybe than it has been in the last couple of years because you have so much inexperience at the skill position spot. So I don't think that was just a toss-away statement from Coach yesterday. I think he truly means that.
I know it's not sexy and fun to talk about, but there is a unique dynamic on that O-line where the one side's got a lot of veteran experience and the other side's going to be all brand new.
Yeah, but I don't really worry about that, to be honest. Watching those guys function at the moment, they seem to be a pretty fluid group, and I think the left side leads the right side in that avenue. But I also think there was room for improvement on the left side, and I think those guys would be the first ones to tell you that. And that's been the guy that looks to me like the most dominant player right now at spring practice is Yosh Neisman. He just looks like an absolute monster, and I'm not sure what physical routine he's been doing since the offseason, but it looks like it's paid off, and Wyatt Teller, obviously, I think everybody feels as though he's been your best offensive lineman the last couple of years, but there's still another gear that he can get to, and I would agree to that. And of course, we all saw some of the incongruous nature to the center position last year and where you finally got with Eric Gallo. And you feel as though with Braxton Pfaff and some of the other guys on the right side, Tyrell Smith and some other guys that they're working out over there, that you'll be okay in terms of the continuity.
How about running lays? This is going to be a big question rolling in because Jerod Evans was, I forget what the percentage was, but he was the majority of this team's ground game. Who or where are you looking to provide some run support and run the ball?
Well, I think the answer to that is wide-ranging, Wes. I think you're going to see more of Trayvon McMillan this year. I think he has a better understanding of what this coaching staff is looking for as it compares to what Frank Beamer and Scott Loeffler were looking for from him, which was more of a conventional role. And I don't think it's ever going to be, hey, here's the tailback, and we're going to crank it in between the tackles 30 times a game with Justin Fuente and Brad Cornelison. I just think they really want to open up that offense and get more of the things that you saw when they were running offenses at Memphis and TCU, and that's quick hitters. That might be more wide receivers involved. You're going to see a lot of the jet sweep, I think. You are going to see more, as I mentioned, of Trayvon McMillan, and there's going to be another name that's going to emerge in there. I think you're going to see more of the H-back position, whether that's newcomer Dalton Keene or Stephen Peoples or Chris Cunningham or people like that. And you're also going to hopefully have Deshaun McLeese make it through camp healthy this year and get involved, because when you put him and Pimpleton and McMillan side by side, there's a lot of speed involved there. And we do have an eye on Tarius Wheatley and some of the other younger guys, but you just don't know how much of an impact true freshmen will make. But through that group of ball carriers, I think, again, like the receivers, you don't actually know at the moment where it's all going to come from, but you feel confident that it's going to come from within that group somewhere.
John Lazor's brought to you by Cowan Gates, joining us from Blacksburg this morning. Virginia Tech football. What practice number are they on here in spring football?
They'll take today off from practice, and Thursday will be number 5.
You get position switches this time of the year. You get old faces going into new places. So fill in the blank. The one that is most interesting, the move that is most interesting in position is...
Divine Diablo, not only moving over to the defensive side of the ball, but moving to free safety, which is, of course, the position that Chuck Clark vacated. And it's not necessarily interesting in the fact that he switched from offense to defense. You see that a lot when guys come in and don't necessarily or have a different skill set than what they displayed in high school. But I think why they're provocative in Diablo's case is the fact that he's very good over there and potentially could have a role this season. So you look at him and you look at his height, 6'4", 6'5", and he stands out when you're looking at that position group working out in practice. So I'm interested to see what he's going to do. Some of the moves from exterior to interior on the defensive line and from linebacker to defensive end just due to lack of depth, I think we'll keep an eye on also, Wes. But the big one there for me is that offense to defense switch for a guy that got a lot of attention last year coming in on the other side of the ball.
You can follow Lays' updates on spring football at LaysVT on Twitter. We'll come back. I want to tell you about Lays. If you missed this, Lays is involved in something with a Virginia Tech football player, which is absolutely awesome. We'll get you up to date on that. We'll do a lightning round, which will include the Oakland Raiders, Jay Cutler, an ACC departure, and Beauty and the Beast.